Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Friday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Friday, June 29th, 2018. Last show of June. I like June. I really like July. I love August, and I'm crazy about September because of football. So hopefully you had a great June. A lot to do today. A lot going on today. We're going to have Josh Williams, 725, talk some college football with him. We'll have our Jinx Saint Realty Hunting and Fish Report, 805. With John Tompkins. We will get into another crazy day in the World Cup. Colombia beats Senegal 1-0. Poland beats Japan by the same score. Belgium beats England by the same score. Tunisia beats Panama 2-1. In this one now, we have the Sweet 16, is what we call it in basketball. The knockout round all set now. And from yesterday, even Belgium gets the top seed in their pool, their class, their pod, their group. And England gets number two, but they say England's got a little easier road. We'll tell you why, because Belgium is in the same one as Brazil and Mexico. And also coming out of the other one, Japan advances, even though they lost yesterday. And Colombia advances from yesterday. So knockout round is all set. Tomorrow, France and Argentina. No, none today, by the way. Tomorrow, France and Argentina. Really good match there. Uruguay and Portugal. Sunday, Spain plays Russia, the home team. Croatia plays Denmark. On Monday, we'll get Brazil and Mexico. What a interesting Latin matchup that is. And Belgium and Japan. Then Tuesday, Sweden and Switzerland. And then you'll get Colombia and England. We'll have Major League Baseball, Yankees, Red Sox this weekend. Yankees off yesterday. Red Sox won and now have a one-game lead in the American League East. The Braves were off yesterday. They hit the road. The Braves have a two-game lead over Philadelphia now and a four-game lead over the Nationals. Kevin Abel pitched a complete game two-hit shutout for Oregon State last night. The Beavers beat Arkansas to win their third national baseball championship since 2006. Hard to believe that could happen, that you can win three national championships in baseball at Oregon State. Good job on the coaching staff and administration there. A lot of golf yesterday. PGA Tour is up in our nation's capital. Tiger Woods didn't play very well. Very difficult golf course, but we saw some 7-under pars yesterday. We'll tell you about Ricky Fowler and Tiger Woods both shooting even as well. U.S. Senior Open, Jerry Kelly plays well, the number one player on the senior tour right now. John Smoltz, 85. Wasn't good for Smoltzy. But you know what? Good for him. Good on for being there. And the LPGA has their third major championship. They're up at Kemper Lakes with the KPMG up in Chicago. So we'll tell you about who's leading it a little bit. Kind of a big golf weekend this weekend. Not a very good, great sports weekend for the weekend. We have some recruiting news. The Gamecocks get a commitment. Kavion Mullen, who earlier this week Tony Morell told you would be a Gamecock. We said no, it would be as soon as it is. So we can talk about that a little bit. We had some recruiting from Clemson. They're having this Rivals All-Star five-star challenge down in Atlanta, a national combine kind of thing. And a couple Tigers stand out. Jalen Lay, the tight end, who Mike Farrell says might be the nation's number one tight end, even though he was a three-star forever. I think he's a four-star now. And Brighton Constantine wins the most valuable player at linebacker, guy that was a three-star just a couple of months ago. So, again, great job by Clemson evaluating that one. We have a report out about from USA Today on the finances of all the athletic departments across the country. And we'll tell you where Clemson stands. I can tell you they're third in total revenue in the ACC at $112 million behind Florida State with $144 and Louisville at $120. South Carolina, oh, by the way, had $136 million. They're 16th in the country. Clemson is, 33rd or somewhere in there with the revenue that was produced. We'll tell you who those other teams are, who the top schools are, as far as revenue. So have a little financial report out there as far as that goes. And I've got, by the way, in experience chart, I've got this list from Phil Steele's magazine about the most experienced teams in the country and the teams with the least amount of experience in the country. So we'll get to that as the show goes on today. Finally, I want to get into I'm going to tell you the World Cup. I'll tell you who's going to win it. We'll do the bracket challenge here in a minute, a win game for the World Cup. Finally, at some point in time today, maybe in this segment, I'll tell you why the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they will get rid of Jameis Winston. I heard it's going to be at the end of this season because of the finances of it, but why you should have never drafted Jameis Winston and why now, being suspended by the NFL for 3 games, you need to go ahead and cut bait and start all over down in Tampa, Florida. We'll get into all those things and more, including your phone calls, your text, your tweets. The guy that will run this show, the single most important part of the show. Get today start off right. The engineer of the show, the producer of the show, the straw that stirs the drink, the captain of the ship. I should say the oar that stirs the pot, Mr. Oar 24. Hey, buddy.
Morning, Mickey Pilot. How are we doing?
Fantastic.
Happy little Friday show here.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
No. Nothing wrong with that at all. Tell me about your day yesterday.
Listen, happy I got in this morning after passing every police officer in Clemson.
What is
on the
up?
Way in. I don't know. There's something going on at 7-Eleven in Clemson. It's taped off. You can't even get in there. So if you go there for your morning coffee
didn't look good.
You're going to find somewhere else this morning.
I was just in there yesterday.
I was in there a couple days ago. So
didn't look good.
Whatever happened, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yesterday was a nice little day. Watched a little of the World Cup. We'll talk about that in a second. Hung out with the puppy. Gave him a little nail trim. He hates that.
Oh, I don't have the guts to do it.
And that was about it. I had to buy luggage yesterday.
What? For the trip.
It was way more expensive than I wanted it to be.
Where did you go and what did you buy?
A rolling bag.
That pays off. You could have borrowed mine, man.
We went over to Marshall's, so it was cheaper. The new Marshall's over in Hartwell Village.
Yeah, how about that? Nice over there, huh? So it's open.
Yeah. Marshall's is open. The Petco is open. And Aldi, the grocery store, is open as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. My wife loves Aldi.
I've never been to one before.
They do this thing where you have to like rent their carts, or at least one in Anderson did. But you put a dollar in, rent a cart, and then you put it back, and then they give you a dollar back, whatever. So they don't have, like, bag boys. They don't have you bag your own. You return your own cart, that kind of stuff. Everything on the shelves, there's no shelves. There's, like, big boxes everywhere you're going to get your stuff out of. They cut back on labor, what they do.
It's a German grocery store chain, if I'm not mistaken.
All right.
So we'll get over there eventually, but whatever.
Interesting place.
What did you get into yesterday?
Oh, man, had an interesting day.
Yeah?
Yeah, did a little brisket yesterday.
Yeah?
Now, this is first world problems, first of all, okay? Mm-hmm, let me be clear about this. But the rain set me back, so I couldn't start till about 2. Because I didn't want to, you know, the one thing you can't do with your Traeger, thanks to Ben Duncan, the great folks at Ace Hardware, the one thing you can't do with Traegers, you can't get the auger wet.
Mm-mm.
I don't want it jammed up, rusted up. I can't do it. So you really can't do a whole lot in the rain. So I got a good cover for it and all that kind of stuff. So I didn't start till 2. Put my rub on there, you know, a little cayenne pepper.
Mustard.
A little onion. Anyway, no, I put my rub on there. And but we didn't get started till about 2 o'clock.
So you were up late doing this.
Went to bed at 1 o'clock.
Dang, you're going to get a little siesta today, aren't you?
Yeah, during the show.
Yeah.
During segment 2. During segment 2. Before I tell you what else there, what you got for segment 2?
I was actually going to talk about that financial report.
Okay.
Of all the universities that reported their earnings for the 2017 season.
Looking forward to that.
Kind of crazy. I don't know if you got a chance to look at it yet.
I looked at I briefly looked over it.
But we'll dive into that and do that as we see fit.
Some of the schools surprised me. Some did not surprise me.
There's the first yawn of the show, 14 minutes in.
Dude, I'm out. I'm out today. I'm sorry. You got the whole show. First world problems.
There you go.
So anyway, so I do this brisket. I learned an awful lot. And I, you know, you have what you call your mop,
mm-hmm.
which is your liquid. It's not the actual mop. You spray it on
mm-hmm.
of beer, vinegar, and Worcestershire.
Apple cider vinegar?
The apple cider vinegar, yeah. Mm-hmm. You can probably taste it in the thing I gave you there. So, and let me say, first of all, it's not a great cut of brisket. $45 for about 6 pounds. It was a grocery store brisket. It wasn't a good butcher shop brisket. But, and when you reheat it, you know, you kind of lose a little bit of the juices a little bit.
I thought it was tasty. It was good.
Yeah, give me a little report on it. I gave you an end piece too because I wanted to get a little
flavor. Yeah, you got to have a little bit of the crust
there. The piece I gave you had a little bit of fat in it. Though.
Yeah,
it had some fat for flavor. But
I thought it was delicious. You could definitely taste the rub and the cayenne pepper.
Yeah.
It was tasty. It was good.
Okay, good. Anyway, so that was my day yesterday. That was it. All day.
All day. Just out there manning the grill.
Went golf balls for an hour, but that was it. Every hour on the hour, you got to spray your little your mop on there.
What time did you end up eating?
Didn't eat it last night.
So it's just sitting in the fridge right now.
Yep. And I hate putting it in the fridge because it dries it out.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be able to pull it off, but it was juicy coming off.
But you tried it when you came off.
Oh, yeah. 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm eating brisket last night, you know? You know that is. You know the best part of brisket?
What is that?
And I didn't know this.
Uh-huh.
You slice it cross grain.
Yep.
And at the end of it, you've got that rubbish that left over. Mm-hmm. You know, you use the whole thing. There's no bone.
Mm-hmm.
And not a whole lot of fat in there.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of the piece I gave you. But so at the end of it, you got like residue.
Mm-hmm.
So good, man. You kind of scoop it up and eat that, you know? But brisket tastes different. You know that.
Oh, of course it does.
People delicious. Think it's like barbecue. It is, but it's beef. It's not pork. So it's good.
So good.
Yeah, it's good. We enjoyed it. No, no. So that's my day, man. That was it.
Did Mary stay up with you all night to help do that?
No. She stayed up. She did good. She stayed up to about 10:30 or 11. Here's what you do, right? Mm-hmm. You smoke it for about 3 hours or 4 hours. So about 5:30 yesterday, and you're still, you know, putting your mop on there every hour. Yeah. So you're smoking it, and that's about 185, 100, you know, 200 degrees, whatever. So then you turn it up to about 225. You're still smoking it, but it's at 225 rather than 185. And then you do it for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, whatever it takes to get the internal temperature to 190 degrees.
Are you rotating the position of it?
No.
You're just leaving it?
You leave it. No rotation of it. So all you're doing is just adding your, you know, a little bit of juice on there every once in a while. But so you got to wait till it. So like it's 10 o'clock and it's 150 degrees and it's 11 o'clock and it's 160 degrees, 170 degrees. I was like, come on, man. I got to go to bed.
Hey, come on.
So then I started setting 30-minute alarms.
Were you getting little naps in between this?
Yeah. On the couch.
Yeah.
You know how that goes.
Yeah.
So that was good. I needed that at least. But I learned, man. I learned. It was a good deal.
That's a dangerous game to play right there.
It is.
That's a danger. You could just slip right through that alarm.
You're not patronizing me. It's okay, right? It's not the best you've ever had, but it's
pretty
good.
I thought it was
good.
Tasty. Okay. I really did. For your first brisket in that sense, absolutely it was good.
Yeah, the cut of beef is very important, this thing, too. So I'll get a little better beef next time.
No, for your first
attempt.
That ain't bad at all. No. I'd maybe start a little earlier in the day, so you're not up all night.
Yeah, no doubt. And I'd like to do it where you can pull it off and eat it right then.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to tell you this. Last 30 minutes, you put it in tinfoil, you wrap it in a towel, you put it in a cooler.
Really?
Yeah, because it has to settle. So, man, it's...
Let those juices get back in there.
It's 12:15 last night. You know, I'm 10 and a half, 11 hours into this thing.
Who told you the process here?
Oh,
are you doing your own individual
research?
I've done
all the research, buddy. Yeah. That's why I've been up for 2 days.
Mm.
So, anyway, we're going to Atlanta today, and...
So...
So I'm taking it down there for him.
You're going to be caffeinated today going to Atlanta.
Well,
trying to stay awake behind the wheel.
Well, we're going to leave after lunchtime to beat the traffic. We'll get down. We'll leave about 1 o'clock, something like that.
You get married to drive. You can just take a little siesta.
That's what I'm saying, bro. That's what I'm saying, bro. Talk to me.
Oh.
Talk to me.
Maybe nibble on the old brisket on the way down.
Well, no. Because then you might have to be on the side of the road somewhere pretty quick. You know, it's a greasy, waxy kind of a meat, you know?
Well.
Yeah, that goes.
There's worse things.
Oh, there's worse things. No doubt about that. Matter of fact, it might happen during the show today. But listen, very quickly. World Cup.
Yeah.
Colombia, Senegal.
1-0 Colombia. Colombia subs off James Rodriguez early in that game in about 30th minute. It was another calf injury, I guess, that he has. Even though he played 90 minutes in the last game, everybody thought it was fine. Mm-hmm. That's something to keep an eye on for Colombia going forward as they will play England.
Did they need that point to advance?
Yes. Yes, okay. They did.
Or 3 points.
Yep.
Poland beat Japan.
Poland will not advance. Japan actually advances over Senegal
because
of not goal differential, not points.
They
were good boys.
They were very friendly.
Yes.
All right. That's crazy.
That's ridiculous.
All right. Tunisia beat who did beat yesterday?
Panama,
yes. A P, not an F.
That was Panama. Nothing more than a friendly.
Right. That was a friendly. Belgium, England. Did England try not to win?
Both teams tried not to win. Both teams fielded starting 11s that were definitely their B teams. I think England had 3 carryovers from their previous game. Belgium had maybe 4.
Right.
And Belgium scored. They had a great goal. It was a pretty goal. But both teams, it was evident, were trying to rest some players going into the knockout stage.
Here's what I got for you.
Mm-hmm.
France is going to beat Argentina.
Oh, we're going to do the little thing right here, huh?
Yeah, you ready?
Go ahead.
France is going to beat Argentina. Who you got?
France is going to beat Argentina. That's what you're saying to me?
Yeah.
I will go with that as well. Yes.
Uruguay's going to beat Portugal.
Uruguay might beat Portugal.
That's Give tough. Me a winner.
Come on, man. We're not even close to these games yet. I'm getting
nervous. Saturday is tomorrow.
I'm going to say Portugal wins.
You got Portugal. Spain's going to beat Russia.
Spain will beat Russia.
Croatia's going to beat Denmark.
Croatia will beat Denmark.
Brazil's going to beat Mexico.
Brazil will beat Mexico.
Belgium's going to beat Japan.
Belgium's going to handle Japan.
Sweden's going to beat Switzerland.
I'll take Sweden in that as well.
England's going to beat Colombia.
Yes.
Okay, we agree upon everything but one there. I got France beating Portugal. I mean, I got France beating Uruguay. How about Portugal and France for you?
I have France advancing out of the corners to the semis.
I do too. Spain is going to beat Croatia.
I'll have Croatia in that match.
What?
Mm.
All right. Belgium is going to beat Brazil.
I'll take the Belgians as well.
Okay. And England's going to beat Sweden.
Yes, I agree with that.
So we got 3 of the 4 things there. Belgium's going to beat France.
I'll take the French.
Okay, so you got France there. And I have Spain beating England.
I have, Croatia and England?
Croatia and England, yeah.
I'm going to have the 3 Lions advancing out of that.
So you have Croatia and England in the final?
No, I have France and England in
France
the final.
France and England in the final.
The old rivals.
Who you got?
Les Bleus.
I have Spain and Belgium in the finals. I'm taking Spain.
There you go. There it is. That's all you need to know, folks.
That's it. That's you don't have to watch it now.
You don't have to watch it now. We right. told you what's going to happen.
That's right. Before take a break, Trail, TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. I know that Will Huston folks are listening right now. Get in touch with our great friends over at Trail when you want to build something. Here's what I'm telling you more than anything else. Do your research in advance. In your industry, there's someone on their website that they built for, whether it be municipalities, whether it be your you know, any kind of school, whether it's a church or a restaurant, whatever, you'll see all the places that they built, and they can give these references to you. And just talk to the people and let them know, because you're going to get these people telling you the same things over and over and over. It was a great relationship. They did everything they said they were going to do. Our building was on time. It was on budget. They saved our project. They delivered everything they said. They did exactly what we thought they would do. So that's what we're talking about. It's awesome people at Trail, 800-319-7006, TREHEL.com. Short break. We'll come back. Segment two right after this.
When it comes to iced tea, don't settle for anything less than legendary. Head to Bojangles and get a large 32-ounce freshly steeped legendary iced tea. Just $1 for a limited time. Bojangles, it's bow time.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Celebrate your independence now till the end of July at Hendrick Honda Easley. Have you heard of Honda Sensing? Honda Sensing is our exclusive intelligence suite of safety and driver-assistive technologies designed to alert you to things you might miss while driving. Lane Keep Assist, Adaptive Cruise Control, and Collision Mitigation Braking System, to name just a few. Up on the hill, it's Hendrick Honda Easley. Escape the everyday and enjoy the experience. Hendrick Honda Easley, where we make it fast, fair, easy, and transparent.
Davo knows the gridiron, Brad knows the hardwood, Monty knows the diamond, and the clever people know real estate. Serving the upstate as the top team of your local Berkshire Hathaway C. Dan Joyner office. The clever people have a proven track record of selling homes faster and for more money than their competitors. Built on a philosophy of putting people over profit, the clever people know how to protect you and your investment. Call 864-940-3777 to put them to the test. Go Tigers!
Discover easy ordering and pick up with the new mobile app from Chick-fil-A. Once you download the app and sign up, you'll be able to bypass the line by simply ordering through your phone. You'll also have access to new ways to customize your meals, which will be saved for easy ordering on future visits. And every time you order with the app, you start earning credits toward free treats. Ordering made easy at Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. Simply go to one.chickfila.com to download the app and start earning free treats today.
Calling all superheroes. Do you wish there was a way to make extra money while helping others in need? Now is your chance. BioTest Plasma Center in Clemson is seeking plasma donors who will be compensated for their time and travel. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first five donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more info at BioTestPlasma.com. Again, that's BioTestPlasma.com.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear, featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno hammocks, Kavu rope bags, mountain khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
Your daily recommended allowance of sports. We are WCCP 105.5. The Roar.
Bang, bang into the roar. I know you want it. Bang, bang all over you. I'll let you have it. Wait a minute, let me take you back. Wait a minute to your back. Bang, bang, there goes your heart. I know you want it. Bang, back seat of my car. I'll let you have it. Wait a minute, let me take you back.
Hey, I'm State Builders, your Mazda handyman. Get in touch with our great friends at Harbin Lumber. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053. That's 353-5053. You're going to love Harbin Lumber. You're going to love everything about Harbin Lumber. If you work in that industry, they're going to give you every single delivery in full, on time, every single time. They're going to educate you about the products that they offer. You know, they're going to talk about all their vendors to you and get you the best prices on it, work with you, make you more profitable. See, understand this. If you're not profitable, they'll be out of business. And they've been in business for over 100 years. How's that happen? You're more profitable. Your success means their success. It's our great friends at Harbin Lumber, harbinlumber.com. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053. 353-5053. The host of segment two, Mr. Zach Orr, I'm going to take a little nap. Good luck, buddy.
Thank you, Mickey Plyler. Mickey, you had mentioned the fiscal report came out for USA Today of the universities that reported earnings in 2017. We had talked a couple of names there, and we'll talk about a couple of them more. Clemson was number 26 on the list. 26 this year with $112 million coming in, 112.6. Their expenses, though, 111.1. So they made just over $1 million in the green this year. Clemson is the third-ranked team in the ACC in total revenue, trailing Florida State, which is at 13th overall, $144.5 million. And our good friends in Louisville, they came in 22nd, $120.4 million. Clemson's revenue went up around $7.8 million from year to year. And the expenses also went up another $8 million from the previous year in 2016. Is this good? Is this bad? You know, third in the ACC is not terrible, but 26 down on the list is okay, I guess. You know, you're not top 25 there, if that means anything to you. Top two teams in this, top two schools in this list are from the state of Texas, Texas and Texas A&M, $214 and $211 million respectively, both operating at a massive surplus. Clemson, just again, like I said, just barely in the green there. Why is that number not bigger? Why is the surplus not bigger? And what can they do to hopefully up that number for years to come?
I don't pay attention too much to the spending
and the surplus
because you can account for money in different ways, account for spending in different ways. You can pay off certain debts faster, or maybe you want to accumulate a little debt depending on your situation.
Sure.
Sometimes you want to show losses sometimes. I get all that. The number that the important number there is the $112 million, which is great. Third in the ACC, which is great. But the gap is what scares me a little bit.
The gap between us and the top of the list?
Between Clemson and Florida State, which is $32 million. Between Clemson and South Carolina, that gap's $24 million. And if anything, it goes to show you just how special Dabo Swinney is and Dan Radakovich are, that they're able to compete at the highest level despite, you know, we're asking them, we're giving them a budget, and we're giving them this revenue, and it doesn't compete with the big boys there, but you're doing it on the field.
The top 10 on this list, as we had mentioned, Texas and Texas A&M 1 and 2, Ohio State at 3, Michigan at 4, Alabama coming in at number 5, Georgia at number 6, Oklahoma at 7, Florida at 8, LSU at 9, Auburn at 10. You'll notice a very strong theme of SEC and Big Ten teams there, along with a sprinkling of Big 12. No ACC teams in the top 10. Not even close.
First and foremost, money. There is not a direct correlation between winning and money.
No.
Because Texas has won at $214 million. Texas made $100 million more than Clemson made. And I don't think Texas has any kind of...
they also spent $100 million than
right,
Clemson did.
Right. You know, you're going to spend what you make. I mean, that's how that
you
works.
You say that, but A&M...
A&M saved a lot of money.
A&M pocketed...
Be careful, again, because you say they pocketed, but maybe they probably put it in some other... You know, who knows?
That's the Jimbo contract they're going to pay for.
Yeah. But my point is this. All right, the three playoff teams last year. Alabama's fifth in total revenue, $174 million. Georgia's sixth at $157 million. Oklahoma's seventh at $155 million. And Clemson is 26th at $112 million. Those three schools average $160 million. Clemson's at $112 million. So you're doing a lot in a small school in a small state. It goes to show you just what a great job they're doing if you're going to talk about, you know, the finances of it. Again, it's not a direct correlation, but it's got to be some sort of correlation. If three of your four biggest revenue producers are in the top seven in the country, three or four playoff teams are in the top seven in the country revenue, then there's some sort of correlation, right? Not direct, but some sort of correlation, right? And there is a $48 million discrepancy between the average of the other three teams and Clemson. This is what you're up against. Again, you're a small school. You're in a small state. You're not in the biggest producing conference. So give you credit for doing more with less, right? That's the way I look at it.
There's a ton of credit to be given around and given to Radakovich and the board and Dabo. That's great. My question is there any cause for concern at any point when going through this list? You read about your own conference is ahead of you. You read about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 SEC teams are ahead of you in this
sure.
list. It's a lot. These are guys you directly compete with for recruiting purposes, for students, for your general population
right.
to come in.
Totally agree.
These numbers mean something. You can't just kind of dismiss this, right?
Absolutely they do. Who's your two biggest rivals in football?
In football?
Yep.
I mean, it's South Carolina and Florida State, both ahead of you on this list.
Florida State has $32 million more dollars than Clemson does in 1 year. Here, I'm going to scare you in a minute. South Carolina has 24 more million.
Mm-hmm.
And you might say, okay, Mickey, yeah, big deal. All right. Over if all of the things remain constant and those numbers don't go up or down,
mm-hmm.
over a 10-year period, South Carolina will make $250 million more. Florida State would make $320 million more dollars to use over a 10-year period. That's concerning. Now, again, some of it's fuzzy math, but give me – I want to read the teams behind Clemson.
Yeah, we can do that.
You stop me on the football powers that are behind Clemson in revenue produced, all right?
Mm-hmm.
West Virginia, Indiana – UCLA, Arizona State, Mississippi State, Missouri, Illinois, Rutgers, North Carolina, Kansas, Maryland, Colorado, Virginia, Oklahoma State.
Right there.
Maybe. Arizona, Cal, Texas Tech, Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
Kansas State, Purdue, NC State, Utah, UConn. You see what I'm saying? Now, give me the ones of the football powers ahead of Clemson.
What's the money allocated column in this list?
That is, I don't know.
So you go Connecticut here, for instance. Connecticut made $83 million last year, spent just a little bit less than that, $83.1. They made $83.3, and they've allocated $42 million of that.
I don't know that. That might be money that they've already earmarked for something else. Or
that's a ton of money.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, so no, you gave me two.
Yeah, Virginia Tech and Oklahoma State behind Clemson at 44 and 40, respectively.
All right, I'm going to give you of the 25 schools ahead of Clemson. You tell me in football powers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota.
What is Minnesota bringing in more money for?
Big Ten Network.
So this list probably changes dramatically when the ACC Network launches.
I'm not sure dramatically. I think it's all going to be relative.
Okay.
But it will change a little bit, hopefully. Minnesota, Mississippi, Nebraska, Louisville. Michigan State, Washington.
Yep.
That's one. Arkansas, Iowa, Kentucky, South Carolina, Wisconsin.
Yep.
Two. Penn State.
Yep.
Three. Florida State.
Yep.
Four. Oregon, Tennessee, Auburn.
Yep.
Is that four?
Mm-hmm.
LSU, Florida, Oklahoma.
Yep.
Five. Georgia.
Yep.
Six. Alabama.
Yep.
Seven. Michigan.
Yep.
Eight. Ohio State.
Yep.
Nine. Texas A&M. Texas.
Yep. One of the Texas teams. Yeah,
10. So 10 of the 25 ahead of them are powers. Two of the 100 and, I don't know, 500 behind them aren't powers. You see what I'm saying? And then, yeah, one year, so, oh, they made a little bit of money. They made $24 million. Yeah, $24 million, a lot of money, whatever. Where it really takes effect to the whole athletic department is what you're able to spend on volleyball and on track and field and on, you know what I'm saying? Because football-wise, they're not going to – I think the budgets will be – the gap won't be as wide in football. Does that make sense?
If you were comparing just football budgets?
Yes.
Where would you presume Clemson would be in those kind of conversations?
Much higher. Top 10.
A top 10 kind of team.
Right. But your golf programs, your swimming programs, your track and field programs, your volleyball programs, those will that's where that money goes. I mean, that's where that money will stop.
Clemson was at 27 in this list last year, so they've jumped up one spot since 2016.
Right. Texas makes a good point. Clemson has considerably less Olympic sports than nearly every team on that list.
That's true. That's very true.
But you're adding softball.
You are adding softball.
So you're still in adding sports mode right now.
Possibly that's the part of the $5 million that was allocated to help build the softball stadium.
Yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. So that's where we are. JD Piedmont makes a good point. TV deals, SEC, Big Longhorn Network, Big Ten Network, that's where you get all that, so you get a lot of that money from. But, again, it's not – I mean, is Texas killing it? Texas spent – can you say that – now, you could be smart with your money.
Yeah.
But over the long haul, if Texas is spending $100 more million over 10 years, Texas will spend $1 billion more dollars –
over the next decade.
Over the next decade in athletics at this rate right here than Clemson will. Shouldn't they be better in athletics?
In everything.
In everything.
Yeah.
Right? And again, we compare football budgets, comparing baseball budgets. Another thing is, you remember I keep talking about Tom Herman, and part of it is Texas has just screwed the thing up. But you make $214 million, almost $215 million in your athletic department. Something's going to go right for you. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Of course. The lowest Power 5 team on this list? Washington State, number 53.
That's not good.
$64 million. Spent $71 last year.
That's not good. Interesting stuff. You want to continue talking about it?
We can if you'd like to.
I'll take a break. Speaking of money. Money, 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 money. I want to take a nap that segment. I didn't do it. You got me. That was a really interesting segment, Zach. Good job. Speaking of money, let Prime Lending save you money. PrimeLendingSC.com. Let them take care of you when it comes to your refinancing your home and buying a new home or renovating your home. I don't know what we would have done without Prime Lending restructuring or getting a loan to where we refinanced it, because I went to Mark Hawkins was, We went on the future value of the home, which really helped us. And that was great. My wife asked me yesterday, have we ever thought about refinancing down to 15 years? And I said, yes, we have. And there will be a point in time in there where it might be worth it to do that. There's a point in time in there where it might be worth it to go to, to a 30-year rather than 15-year, depending on your situation. Or second mortgages or, construction loans, some of that stuff. They can do all that for you. The bottom line is no one does it better than Prime Lending. I've done two different mortgages with them, and both times I walked out feeling free and easy, and I understood what was going on, and it wasn't nervous. Everything's explained to me so far in advance. These are good people locally helping you out. PrimeLendingSC.com. Start that conversation with them today. Let's continue this conversation about this dollar amount in college athletics. More on your turn right after this.
Unfiled tax returns, payroll tax problems, IRS levies, liens, garnishments, audits. Call the local lawyer who looks out for you and will get the result you deserve. David Green at the Green Law Firm. Call for a free strategy session at 271-7940.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-645-4371. That's 800-645-4371. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-645-4371.
Would you pay $18 for a loaf of bread? Crazy, right? But many people are paying much more than they should with their high-interest credit card debt, more than 17% APR. Now there's a way to lower that rate and save money with LightStream. With LightStream, you can consolidate your credit card debt into one low-interest loan and pay as little as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. Plus, right now, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to lightstream.com/radio. You could save hundreds to thousands of dollars in interest. And with LightStream's Rate Beat program, you'll get the most competitive rate because LightStream will beat any lender's qualifying rate. With LightStream's Rate Beat program, there's no reason to shop around. You know you're getting the most competitive rate and your very best savings. Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for more information.
It's not our everyday sale at Kohl's. Friday through July 4th. Shop hundreds of epic deals in-store and online. No coupons needed. Kids tops and bottoms, $7. Junior swim separates, $14.99. The big one bath towel or pillow, $3 for $10. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's Cash. $10 for every $50 spent. Hundreds of epic deals store-wide. Kohl's Cash for you. Right now, only at Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Save big right now at Anderson Ford on Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Like a 2018 F-150, up to $16,000 off MSRP with payments as low as $399 a month or just $13 a day and zero down. That's right, payments as low as $399 a month or $13 a day on a 2018 F-150 with up to $16,000 off MSRP. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 8. Anderson Ford, Interstate 85 to Exit 19 on the Clemson Boulevard heading into Anderson. 3900 Clemson Boulevard, Anderson. Give us a call at 864-810-1036 or find us online at AndersonFordSC.com.
Factory rebates and incentives to dealer, plus tax, tag, title, registration, and $798.50 dealer fee. See dealer for details in 6/30/2018.
It's the Mickey Plyler Show
on WCCP
105.5 The Roar.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. All through my city, all through my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it.
Moving. You know who doesn't care about the World Cup? Roto-Rooter. A lot of other people too, by the way. Roto-Rooter. No one support the world, they don't care. They're there for you. Got a lot of golf this weekend, they don't care. Yankees, Red Sox, they don't care. You call them in the middle of the greatest Super Bowl overtime ever, and they're going to be there 24-7. Proudly owned, proudly operated by proud Clemson alumni here in Western North Carolina and the upset of South Carolina. They've been doing it for so many years. Take it from me. I've had them at my home. We've had them here at WCCP. If you have a plumbing issue, there's one number to remember. 288-7686, 288-7686, or online at rotorooter.com. Remember, Roto-Rooter, that's the name of Wago Troubles. Down the drain. 654-ROAR is our telephone number, 654-7627. Our friend William checking in over in the Peach State. Good morning, William. Thanks for hanging on, man, through the break. How you doing?
Good morning, Mickey. How you guys doing?
Man, we're blessed. Everything's great. Couldn't be better.
believe it or not, something intelligent is about to come out of my mouth, so just stand back.
Hold on. Let me sit down and brace myself. I'm not used to this. Go right ahead.
Wait a minute now.
Just kidding with you.
I'm begging you guys all to just sit down and relax, because every big money booster that you guys have got, and I'm sure all the sponsors that you guys have got are boosters, they're listening, and they're like, we can't have this. So they're going to pony it up, and next year, when you run the numbers, you guys are going to be fine. I'm sure that's what's going to happen. But anyway, another thing that concerns me, you know, we may agree, may not agree, but all your collegiate sports that are involved in sports, they all, except for like Villanova, North Carolina, Duke, Loyola, depend on their football program for their entire revenue, right? They're most of their revenue throughout the year, right?
Yeah.
Whether it be ticket sales or boosters or whatever. So, you know, Clemson being where they're at, that would concern me that your revenue is no higher than what it is. But, you know, $112 million, that's a lot of money. But either way, I just wanted to say that and see what you had to say, and y'all have a good day.
Thank you, William. Appreciate the phone call. You know, the idea of calling up boosters and everybody pony up, that's one thing. They're already up. They're up from last year, for 27, 26 last year. Do we know the overall revenue from last year? Zach, do we know that number?
Do we know what number?
The total revenue produced from last year. You said they were 27th last year, they're up 26th this year.
I can look for it. Give me one moment.
What are you eating over there?
Oatmeal.
Nice. For some reason, I thought you had some ice cream or something.
No, I don't eat ice cream at 6:15 in the morning.
I do.
Do you?
You know one great thing about having brisket early in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of gets between your teeth sometimes. You get a little aftertaste in there, so it's kind of good.
Last year, Clemson had $104 million in total revenue.
So they grossed $8 million more. So what he's talking about already happened. But the problem is everybody else is going more and calling more. So
had $2 million more in ticket sales. Their contributions actually went down from last year. They dropped from 35 to 33.
Got to win national championships around here.
Rights and licensing went up, whatever that is.
Yeah.
$7 million from the previous year, 33 to 40.
And that's the new radio deal, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's us.
Right.
Yeah.
That's $7 million you to make. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus, we're just thinking about that. We got to pay $7 million to them and $7 million to you, so we're really good there.
But think about where they were. Think about this. Think about the fact I come to school in 2011 in here. Their total revenue in 2011 was $61,174,977. That's where they were, $61 million.
And now almost doubled it.
Now we're at 112.
Yeah. That's what's going on, man. That's what's happening. You're seeing it, and it's escalated. Of course, it's all relative. Imagine Texas wasn't $214 million then. I would be concerned. I mean, if anything, it shows you, I mean, Texas is not getting any kind of ROI in football, right? Not yet. They will, but not yet. Ohio State, Michigan, Alabama, Georgia, Oklahoma. That's average about $170 million a year between those schools. And again, Clemson's doing great. They're third in the ACC. They're doing great. But if you stretch it out, you know, 1 year can be different. 2 years can be different. But if you stretch it out over 5, 6, 7, 8 years, it makes a difference. It's got to make a big difference. If you told me I was going to be running a restaurant and the other restaurants I'm competing with are going to be able to spend, let's just take it down, you know, a couple different decimals in there. But let's just take it on a per-day basis. They're going to spend $170 per day, and I get to spend $112 a day. After a while, it's going to catch up to you, isn't it? So you give Radakovich a ton of credit. You give Dabo Swinney, the board, a ton of credit. Some of it, Zach, is you are who you are. You know you're in the ACC. In the ACC, you're behind. On this list, you're behind 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 SEC schools.
What year did we get the SEC Network? Was it 2015?
The SEC Network?
Yeah.
No, before that. Wasn't it 13 or 14 maybe? I don't know. So, well, here's my point. You got 10 SEC schools ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I feel like I'm going to say. No, 11 SEC schools ahead of you.
You have two Big 12 schools ahead of you.
Right.
and you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Big Ten schools ahead of you.
Right.
And a Pac-12.
The only Pac-12 is Oregon. And you don't know where that, you know, I don't know where that money comes from. I guess. So the point here is that you can't control that part of it. All right. Part of it is who you are. You're just a small school in a small state too. You're not. Look at the population base of Texas, of Ohio, of Michigan, of Florida, of the schools that are ahead of you. Pennsylvania. You're a small school. I mean, small state, right? So a lot of it is there. You'll never be. I don't think Clemson will ever be in the top 10 on this list of producing revenue, will they? That seems like it's almost impossible to do. But it's, you have to be smarter with it, more efficient with it.
We're getting questions like, how are we actually keeping up if we're this far behind in revenue?
By hiring talented people. Some of it is that after a while, you're spending money just to spend money and you're not.
This is all sports, by the way. This is not a football-only list.
Right. And so you look at it, that's why it makes it harder for Clemson volleyball, women's basketball, for Clemson basketball, for the golf programs, for the swimming programs, for the track and field program. It makes it tough on them. That's where that is. Some of you just kind of have to just bite the bullet and go, you know what, this is who we are and this is how it's going to be. But it makes you appreciate what you've been able to do. Part of it is scary in that how much learning can you do it? If it's all about this money, and I don't think it is, how much learning can you do it? One thing we'll never see, you know, the NFL, the NBA, all four major professional sports leagues have a salary cap or a spending cap, right? Would you want to see that? So you can only spend so much? I don't know. I agree with you. Why in college don't you want to see it, but in pro you want to see it?
I don't know. Why is that?
I don't know. We love the salary cap.
Well, don't see it in Major League Baseball, really.
You see a luxury tax?
Yeah. But
you get crushed in luxury tax if you go over
it. Yankees have gladly paid it for years.
Yeah. There's so many factors in there. If anything, it really makes you. It kind of scares me that you can't keep doing it. It kind of scares me of what the. I know this, like Tennessee hired a new golf coach yesterday, and he's making $185,000 a year in his very first year. You know, that's a lot of money. Tennessee is 11th. Tennessee spent $134 million last year. Clemson spent $111 million. You know? We're redoing our golf. Coaches raising their own money through a lot of this, but redoing our own golf clubhouse over there for the women's who have a locker room. Well, Auburn gets to spend $21 more million than you throughout their department. So how's that going to work? So the Olympic sport coaches here, you're not going to suffer for football. Let me put it like this. Dabo Swinney doesn't get told no on anything.
I mean, you walk around campus here and then you go to other universities in the country, you're not noticing Clemson as a glaring, you know, lacking in money or our facilities or funds or anything.
No, but let me ask this. How many other places do you go to? And how many do you see, you know? After a while, it makes a difference. It does. It has to.
What's better about Auburn than it is here?
I don't know. I've been to Auburn 3 times in the last, well, I've been to Auburn 5 times in the last 20 years. I don't know. I spent a total of 5 days on Auburn's campus in 20 years. If I went there every single day, I might notice some things. I don't know. You know?
Yep.
And if I'm a recruit, I might definitely see it somewhere. And especially if I'm recruiting swimming or if I'm recruiting in softball or, you know what I'm saying, I might see some of those things. Does that make sense? I don't have enough exposure to those things. I don't know anybody who really does. I told you, I want to build a website and build a base where we rank facilities across the country in athletics. And it's a total ranking, always changing. You know what I'm saying? I think people would be interested in that. Would you be interested in that, following that?
Ranking athletics?
Ranking athletic facilities.
Absolutely. Why would you not?
That's my website. Go around, take pictures, rank them all, get some people on our board. And that's
your website, huh? Go ahead and trademark that.
You like it?
That can get stolen real quick.
Well, I like the idea of also knowing how long a field goal would have been good from. You know?
We have that technology. Why don't we use it?
I don't know why we don't use that. What are we doing over here? Anyway, let's take our next break. In our second hour, Josh Williams is going to talk some college football with us. Looking forward to that. We've got, I want to make a case in that, we can continue this talk about money if you like. I want to make a case about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers releasing Jameis Winston. Should have never drafted him. Since you did, you're going to make your mistake and cut him now. I think he's going to be at the end of this year, from what I understand, for what some of the speculation is. We'll talk about that coming up in our next hour as well. Hey, friends, I've got a big weekend over at Katichi. If you're looking for something to do Sunday night, I want you to go to katichi.com and think about getting over and seeing Andrew Duhon, the Grammy Award winner, Grammy nominated, I should say, artist. This Sunday, and you are going to absolutely love it over there. Member, you don't have to be a member to come over for the concert. It's Sunday night. They got hors d'oeuvres. They got everything outside. It's going to be beautiful. The weather's going to be great. You can buy tickets right there online. It makes it easy as pie. Go by and see a great artist. A little New Orleans style, a little bluesy stuff. You're going to like it. It's our great friends at Katichi with this concert Sunday, late Sunday evening. Just go online and buy your tickets online. You'll have a great time. Just take the wife out and have a nice evening Sunday night. Katichi.com. Hour number two when you return right after this.